Death had already taken Madrigal Wraith, and it would soon take Vito Malvora, and the White Court, one and all, longed to see it happen, to feel death brush close by, to be tantalized by its nearness, to revel in its presence and passing. Words could not express how badly they needed therapy. Dysfunctional sickos. I put it out of my head. I still had work to do. All right, I growled to Ramirez. You ready? He bared his teeth in a ferocious smile. Let's get it on. Vito Malvora, the last of Anna's killers, faced me steadily, his eyes gone white. I thought that for a man about to face two fairly deadly wizards determined to kill him, he did not look terribly frightened. In fact, he looked pleased. Oh, crap. Vito threw back his head and spread his arms. I dropped the shield and shouted, "Kill him!" Vito lifted his voice in a sudden thunderous roar, and I could sense the will and the power that underlay his call.
Master!
Ramirez was a beat slow in transferring his sword to his other hand so that he could fling green fire at Vito, and the vampire lowered his arms and crossed them in front of him, hissing words in some strange tongue as he did. Ramirez's strike shattered upon that defense, though bits of greenish fire dribbled onto Vito's arms, each of them chewing out a scoop of flesh as far across as a nickel.
Crap!
Ramirez snarled. But I didn't have time to listen. I could feel it. Feel power building on the cave floor in front of the white throne. It wasn't explosive magic, but it was strong, quivering on a level so fundamental that I could feel it in my bones. A second later, I recognized this power. I had felt the dim echoes of its passing months before in a cave in New Mexico. There was a deep throb, then another, then a third, and then the air before the white throne suddenly swirled. It spun for a moment, and then there was abruptly an oblong disk of darkness hanging in the air. It spun open, pushing the space of the cavern aside, and a dank, musty, mildew-scented flood of cold air washed out of the passage that had been opened from the Never-Never and into the deeps. Seconds later, there was a movement in the passage, and then a ghoul sprang through it. Well, I call it a ghoul, but just looking at it, I knew I was seeing something from another age. It was like seeing drawings of things from the last ice age, familiar animals, most of them, but they were all too large, too heavy with muscle, many of them festooned with extra tusks, spurs of horn, and lumpy, armored hide. This thing, this ghoul, was of the same order, 8 feet tall if it was an inch, and its hunched shoulders were so wide that it made the thing look more like a gorilla than it did a hyena or baboon, the way most of them did. It had serrated ridges of horn on its stark cheekbones, and its jaw was far more massive with muscle. Its forearms were even longer than a normal ghoul's, its claws heavier, longer, and backed by knobbed ridges of horn that would let the thing crush and smash as effectively as it sliced and diced. Its brow ridge was far heavier, too, and its eyes, so recessed as to be little more than glitters from the indirect lighting, could hardly be seen. The ghoul crouched and leaped 20 feet forward with an easy grace, then landed with a roar that made my knees feel a little weak. More of them poured out of the gate. 10, 20. They kept coming and coming. Hell's bells, I whispered. Beside me, Ramirez swallowed.
I, he said, am going to die a virgin.
Vito let out a wild cackle of glee and howled,
At last!
He actually capered a little dance step in place.
At last the masquerade ends! Kill them! Kill them all!
I don't know if it was one of the vampires or one of the thralls, but suddenly a woman screamed in utter terror, and the ghouls went mad with bloodlust and surged forward in an unstoppable wave. I dropped all the power in my shield, and all that I had put into the blasting rod, too. Neither of them would get me out of this hellish Cuisinart of pain and death that this cavern was about to become. Right then, I panted, this would be the trap.